Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I'm really excited to welcome back to our program today someone who I've gotten to know and love as a friend, but also as a talented musician as well. I'm talking about Gail Peterson. She, of course, is part of the Catholics Girls. We're going to be talking to her not only about her love of music and what it's been like for her to share that with the rest of the ladies with the world, but also about the project they released this year, Kiss Me One More Time, and what it's been like for them to not only share, I think, you know, their great messages, but also, of course, to be able to connect with their fans as well. One of the singles you guys will be able to find on the project is one that I have gotten to like as well. You'll be hearing Breaking All the Rules, as well as finding out how you can stay connected with them on social media, as well as support the new project. But, Gail, hello to you, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, Cyrus. It's great to be here. And you've come a long way, actually, since I've first known you, too.
Well, you know what, it's been a great ride, and glad to be able to have you be a part of it, Gail, and we can kind of begin the conversation there. I love the fact, even as I was listening to the album today when I was prepping for the segment, Kiss Me One More Time, I love the fact that you're able to combine not only your love of sisterhood, but also music, as well as, I think, some great words in a project like this. I mean, tell us about this. What has it been like for you to continue to make music that you love and to see the way that your audience continues to grow with it?
Well, I think, you know, when we started the band, I mean, we were just barely out of high school, but we were driven to have a band, and as far as, like, the all-female thing, that just happened naturally, because it was just natural that you put a band together with your friends, and my friends were girls, so that's how we actually ended up having an all-girl band. It was not something like, oh, I have to do this. It just was easier. Like, Roxy was my great friend, and, you know, I've known her now forever. And we just clicked musically and started putting the band together. And we continued to grow. We broke up for a short period of time in the late 80s, and then we came back together in 2000, and we've been going strong ever since. Yeah. And thanks to the social networking, we've been able to find so many fans that we didn't even know existed back in the 80s that are still there for us and have continued to love everything.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that, because the internet has, and we say it on this program all the time, Gail, when used responsibly, can be an amazing thing. And
yeah,
you're able, I think, to show that with the way that your fans continue to rally around you, but also, of course, you know, to be able to see the way, you know, that you've been able to have that kind of connection with them. I mean, whether it's Roxy, Doreen, I mean, you guys have really been able to do some amazing things in music. Do you still have those moments that you say, wow, Gail, that you look at this career that you have had and say, wow, we're actually still doing what we love so much?
I'm really thankful, actually, to be able to do what I love so much, because I can't even imagine my life without music. It gives me a lot of meaning, a lot of hope, and a lot of joy, and I'm really grateful to be able to do that and that people like it and come out to see us play and buy our CDs, etc. And we've influenced a lot of people who said, you know, they covered the songs or the song meant so much to them, and that really gives me a great feeling also.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the other thing is that you have allowed people to kind of take this ride along with you. I mean, through social media, like you mentioned, you know, you've been able to stay connected with your fans. I mean, you mentioned not realizing that these fans, you know, had been able to be there. But I think not only that, but they're showing, you know, their loyalty toward the music. What is it about music by the Catholic Girls, Gail, that you think really connects with people so much?
It's a combination of things. I think, you know, we have a good rock beat, solid rock beat. Then,
right.
Then I have very memorable melodies, and that's what affected me when I was young. I mean, I would hear a song on the radio, and I would remember that song. I wouldn't be able to get it out of my head, and that's what happens. And then when you really look at the song, the lyrics mean a lot. It's a lot of poetry in the lyrics, a lot of things that I base even on films. I see pictures in my mind with the music. And I think that then the song stays even more in people's minds and hearts.
Right. Right. Do you see music as a way of being able to tell a story? I mean, because even the lead song, you know, Kiss Me One More Time, you know, just that chorus in itself, you know, I think it's something so many people can relate to. Kiss me one more time so I won't forget. Kiss me one more time so I won't regret. You know, and I think that is something that so many people can respond to. Do you think that story and being able to tell the story of so many people has also been part of the success?
Yeah, I think it is, because it's stories that people can relate to. The song you're talking about, Kiss Me One More Time, is definitely about that pure physical attraction when you see somebody and it's like, whoa, you know, I have to be with that person. And a lot of people can relate to that.
Right.
So it's not just all songs about, oh, my God, my boyfriend's done this and that. And the other thing, of course, there are some songs like that, but they're not all like that.
Right, right. You know, there is also the empowerment as well. We'll see that in Breaking All the Rules, a single we'll be listening to here. Gail, where did you find the courage to kind of follow the beat of your own drum, so to speak, and to be able to do music the way that you wanted to do it and not worry so much about what other people thought?
Well, I'll tell you, I wanted to play guitar really badly. And, you know, my parents didn't have any money. They had no money for lessons. And they finally caved in when I was like 12. Bought me the cheapest guitar on earth that from Sears that had strings that were like a mile off the fretboard. And I taught myself how to play because I wanted to play so badly. And I started writing back then. So later on, when I got to be old enough, like in my teens, I really wanted to put a whole band together. I didn't want to just be the spooky singer-songwriter. I wanted to be a rock person like the guys. So we wanted to do that. So I put a band together, and it just worked. I mean, the feeling I get from being on stage is like nothing I can describe.
Mm, yeah. And now it's something that you're able to share with others for sure. You know, I think the other thing is that I love about Kiss Me One More Time is that you're able to mix not only the studio feel, but also the live feel as well. I mean, talk to us about the live performance, because I haven't seen you live. But what is it like for you to be up on that stage, Gail, and to be able to, for one thing, to be with your friends, be with your sisters, but also to be able to see the way that the people in front of you are responding to the music?
It's great. There's nothing like it. I mean, when we connect with an audience, which pretty much happens all the time, it's like nothing else. You just know the audience is right there with you. And two of the songs we put on, one was a live performance of Young Boys, because we get kind of rowdy during that song. When we do it live, and a lot of times we pick somebody out to sing to directly. So it's very interactive, and we have a lot of fun, and we based it around the music, actually, of Chuck Berry, who's Roxy's greatest influence, and, you know, because it's like that fun rock and roll stuff. Chuck Berry was great, and we do that, and then we also have on an acoustic version of Boys Can Cry that we did totally spontaneously one time. We were on a radio station, and they said, well, you got two guitars, can you play something? And we just impromptu did it. And it came out great. It was like fun. And Doreen was just playing on a post office box thing from the, you know, a cardboard box. But it sounded so cool. We said, we got to put this on here.
Amazing. Amazing. And that's, again, part of the connection that people have been able to make. And, again, I mean, singles like Young Boys, like you mentioned, you know, Boys Can Cry, you know, another great song that's on there. And then, of course, as I said, you know, the single that we're going to be listening to here that I think is another great one, Breaking All the Rules. Before we listen to that song, I want to talk about some of the lyrics this song. Because I think, you know, that's one of the things for me that I love so much, Gail, is actually being able to listen to the words. I love the fact that I could actually do that on a song by the Catholic Girls. But, you know, you say in that song, sometimes you wonder why no one lives forever, you know, and I mm-hmm. think, you know, one of the things that is so great is that it really shows, even you say it in that song, that, you know, that music, rock and roll, even as you talk about, saves my life and saves my soul. Talk to us about that, how by doing this, how this really has been a lifesaver for you.
Well, I think, first of all, there's a certain sense of immortality. I'm always obsessed with that, as you know, because you know I wrote that book about vampires. I have this obsession with immortality. And I think through music, you can achieve that, just like you can through children. Also, you have a sense of yourself is left behind after you do leave this world. And I think when I was a teenager, like most teenagers, you don't know what you want to do. And I found music, and it did literally save my life and save my soul, because I had a direction to go into. you know, even if I didn't always make enough money from it, it gave me a purpose in life. And I think you really need that to exist on this planet.
Exactly. I think that is so true.
And with Breaking All the Rules, it was like I wanted to do a song that was almost like the Catholic Girls theme song, like speaking for all of us, that everybody in the band kind of felt that way, that the band was like a mission and it was purpose in life. And it was like one of those things where you wake up and say, you know, sometimes you wonder what you were meant to do, and there's a secret hidden inside of you, and it's that music that gives you a reason for being on this planet.
Right, exactly. The other line that I thought was so interesting, because I think it goes and it speaks to the longevity, Gail, of the group. You say in that same song, no more stalling, no more falling, no more crawling, because we are breaking all the rules. I mean, what do you think is the key to you still being here, to you all still being relevant and still being able to have the fans that you have?
Well, I think, you know, we don't look at, like, ourselves as getting older at all. I mean, in my mind, I'm still, like, 20-something in my mind. And I think we change with the times, but yet we keep the flavor of the band. And we made sure on this CD that we had, like, the signature Catholic Girl sound, which is eights, electric eights on the guitar. And then we also added on every track, because we read that Keith Richards said he did this on every Rolling Stone song, is he put an acoustic guitar, whether you could hear it or not, as sort of like Philip. And so we also combined the Rolling Stones and the Catholic Girls on our last CD there.
Wow. Well, it definitely is a great single, Breaking All the Rules, and it is a great album, Kiss Me One More Time. We're going to tell you all how you can get it for yourself here in just a moment. But for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Breaking All the Rules. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live.
Thank you.
was Breaking All the Rules by the Catholic Girls from their new album, Kiss Me One More Time. We're talking today to one of our favorite Catholic girls, that being Gail Peterson. We're talking to her not only about her own journey in music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you and to truly live through it. One of the things we find out for those who have the actual physical copy of the new album, Kiss Me One More Time, Gail, is that this project was actually created because of the support of your fans. You actually give them a great shout-out because of what they did in support in the Indiegogo campaign. What has that been like for you to be able to see the way that crowdfunding sites like Indiegogo have been able to help artists like yourselves to share your music?
I thought it was phenomenal. I first heard about it, and I thought, well, gee, I don't know, I'll give it a try. And I set it up, and I was amazed at the response, just totally amazed. And it was so nice to see how many people got behind us and helped us actually, you know, make this record, make it work, have it work.
Yeah. You know, I think the other thing about that, what it says is that even though you may not always see it in front of you, that you know, support is always there. And I think that is, you know, the amazing thing about it. Is that also a motivator for you in some ways, Gail,
definitely. Yes, it's definitely a motivator. I mean, to know that people really want it and they want to hear the music and they're ready for it, that is definitely motivational.
And you all are doing it again to see if lightning can strike twice. Why don't you tell us about the new project that's going on and how our listeners can be a part of that?
Okay, well, we have a new campaign we just started about a week ago. It's called Somebody Better Get a Room, which is the name of one of the songs. And part of it is that we're going to put on part of the CD is our, we did a totally acoustic performance of 9 songs. We're going to, where we opened for Melanie, who was known in the 60s for Candles in the Rain. And we did it sounded so beautiful that we decided to, we had it recorded and we are going to master that on the CD. And then we're going to add approximately 2 or 3 brand new rockin' songs. So you get quite a lot for the money with this.
Right. Well, a lot of great opportunities there. I noticed it actually on your Facebook fan page is how I found out about it. Gail, mm-hmm. So we hope our listeners will be able to go to your Facebook page for the Catholic Girls, be able to find out about the new campaign. They can pre-order the CD, of course, by supporting the Indiegogo campaign, but also help in spreading the word as well. I think that is the other powerful thing about this, Gail. I know I have been very humbled about how many people not only will listen to a program like this, but also share it. I mean, when you think about, I mean, that is something that they don't have to do. So when you see the shares, when you see the way that people do seem to rally around you, I mean, does that also, you know, help to inspire you as you continue on this journey?
Yeah, because of the success of the last Indiegogo, that's what made us want to do a record really quickly. We're going to probably release it around late November of this year, as long as we can get it going. And because we had so much success, we wanted to do it again. And I think we'll be able to make it.
All right. So make sure you all are supporting, of course, the Catholic Girls. The new project is called Kiss Me One More Time. It's available right now. Our friends at Amazon.com also have it, but you also can order the physical copy as well. Gail, you guys do have a website that you kind of use to keep people updated. Let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you there.
Okay, we have an official website, which is www.thecatholicgirls.net. And, of course, we are on Facebook also.
Okay, so make sure you all are staying connected with them at facebook.com/thecatholicgirls for sure. Gail, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Always great to speak with you. And I hope you'll come back. We'd love to keep connected with you, and especially when it comes to the new project.
Oh, definitely. I really enjoy, like I've told you, Cyrus, I think you're one of the best interviewers ever for us.
Well, thank you.
For me. And yes, I'd love to come back sometime, and I wish you continued success. I think you're really doing an amazing job.
Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Because of great guests like you, Gail, that what I do definitely becomes a whole lot easier. We definitely appreciate you. And we appreciate you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Now, for those joining us on the radio side of our program, you all are going to hear the song that we mentioned earlier, Kiss Me One More Time. For our online audience, though, that is going to actually do it for us, for you. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.